When I left the city, I came with my foster brother, or foster father. I call him adopted father instead of foster. And we got to a rural countryside called Onyo Village, which is in Batamong province. And that is, when we got there, the Khmer Rouge tried to separate everybody, not only my family, which most people had known, I think. A wife and a husband also separate too, and the children from the parents too, if they are old enough, which how they can tell, the way they can tell how old is the children by putting the hand up, ask the children to put their hands over their heads. If they can touch the other side of the ear, which they think they the children is old enough to get into the mobile children team. Live in a team, which they give a name mobile, which we move from place to places whenever they need it. But most of the time, we stay in a certain place, a certain village, just for about a week or a month is the longest. And the purpose of being in a team is to be brainwashed by the communists, which we was told that, I was told by the leader of the Khmer Rouge, you the young generation, who's the one has the clear mind, a clear head, that which is not influenced by the previous government. And they said, look at your parents and the old people is the people who were influenced by the previous government, and they are not good. Only you. That's why they put us in a team and try to brainwash us. Every night we have meeting, which just the children meeting. They told us what is the purpose of the communists and what is the way of the communist work and the policy and what we're supposed to do for ourselves. And the meeting every night, after working for long times, I mean long period, like 10 hours a day, I have meeting at night too. And when everybody had to work, no matter you are a girl, but they put us separately from a girl and a boy too, but just still close to each other, just different building. And we live in a building that about as big as this one, with 100 people, 100 children, sleep each other, and sometimes overlap each other. Doesn't matter how you can. When we got cold, we didn't care the way we're supposed to lie on the floor or whatever. And we woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work. They knocked the bell or whatever to wake you up. And the children, you know, you not get used to wake up at 5 o'clock, and everybody woke up and cry and look for mom and dad. But if you keep doing that, the first time they just say something good to you, okay, your mom is not here, your parents not here anymore, let's go with me or something. The second time, if you're still crying, looking for your family, they beat you by using a bamboo stick, hit the children behind, and stand up in a row, in a line, and walk to the rice field. And most of the time, they force us to flat the mountain is the main purpose of them. I don't know how, we used bare hand, little children, can you imagine how small is the children go flat the mountain with a bare hand, just use a stick of the wood, dig up the stone and try to flat the mountain, and nobody could do that. And I mean, there's no one can flat the mountain, but we did that because of the force behind. They look, I mean, just the children. Let's see, my leader, the communist, his the Khmer Rouge, which was my, we call children leader, children mobile team leader, he's about 18 or 12, 20 years old. And they, you know, their hand always carry the stick and look at how you work.